Before we wrap up 614, let's talk to a great guy with a great cause, 10 TV's Dom Tabari, and let's talk about Maria's Ride. It's Sunday, September 16th. Dom, how are you?
Hello, Dom.
Hey, guys. How you doing? Thanks for letting me come on to talk about this.
Dom, it's been such a great cause, and, you know, I think of you every time I'm at a traffic light. Somebody's weaving in their lane, and I look over, and people still texting when they drive.
You know, Jerry, I'll tell you, it's an epidemic in the United States. It's an epidemic in Ohio. As a matter of fact, the state of Ohio started a task force that I'm part of. We're trying to figure out how to fix this. Deaths in Ohio went up for the fourth straight year, and it kind of mimics what's going on nationally. We had the most deaths last year, the most since 1966, and it's getting worse. And unfortunately, you know, you don't want to see anyone get killed, but it's the leading killer of our children. And, you know, Jerry, you know as well as I do, and Torg, you know, as parents, we worry sick about our kids.
Yeah.
And, you know, I told some of the folks down at the State House when I testified, we as parents and grandparents should be screaming, because to me it's insane that the leading killer of our children in 2018 is car crashes, and it's so preventable.
You know, Dom, you've done such a great job, so kudos to you for getting the laws that are on the books passed. But what is the pushback from lawmakers? Because to me, if a cop sees you texting, you should get pulled over and your license suspended, because I think that would send a message. What's the pushback you're getting for not tougher laws?
Well, you know, everyone, I don't know, you know, Torg, it's frustrating
probably
to me,
yeah,
because everybody, I don't know if they think it's an acceptable thing or whatever, but, you know, we need Ohio probably to be hands-free. Now, hands-free is not going to take the cognitive away, but it will allow the police officer, if they see you with a phone in your hand, you get a ticket.
Yeah, so it would, yeah, be a, yeah, it would be a primary offense. Right now,
right,
it's not. If they see you on your phone, they can't pull you over.
I'll honk and then shrug when they look at me.
Right. And they don't
what are you doing? What are you doing?
And they don't even have a honk if you're horny bumper sticker either, and you honk.
I'll honk, yeah.
You know, the other thing is to keep in mind, you know, I saw a report that from the insurance industry that 60% of all distracted driving crashes are due to inattentiveness. In other words, your mind was somewhere else. And, you know, the distracted driving's anything. It could be putting makeup on. I mean, I saw a lady driving down the road the other day that had three little lap dogs on her lap.
I've seen people eating soup.
That's
behind
true
the wheel.
It's like somewhere along the line, driving a car went from getting to point A to point B safely to where we conduct meetings, eat breakfast, lunch, and dinner, and we have a party, and we have selfie parties, and we do all this. And, you know, unfortunately, nobody ever thinks it's going to happen to them. I thought that was me. I thought it'd always be the other guy. And it's going to be 5 years since we lost Maria. And I, you know, there's nothing we can do. My wife and I, you know, we're still in a state of shock.
Sure.
But there's nothing you can do to bring Maria back. But what we can do is try to keep all other families from going through this nightmare. And there's a bunch of us out there that are living this horrible nightmare of losing a child. And this is about them. I want to be their voice. You know, it's not about me or my wife. It's about trying to end this madness. Because I'll tell you guys, you know, when you lose a child, you know, we all have hopes and dreams for our child. I wanted to see Maria graduate. I wanted to see her walk down the aisle. I never thought in a million years we'd be picking a crypt out and a casket. And, you know, those things haunt me, and they'll haunt me for the rest of my life. And I just don't want that for any other family.
Now, tell us more about Maria's Ride that, again, is happening on Sunday, September 16th.
Yeah, it's going to be the day before the five-year anniversary, and God bless my family at 10TV. Maria's Ride is going to be like Pelotonia. We're going to limit it, though, to 300 cars, and we're going to drive on Sunday morning from Dublin-Kaufman, police escorted to Ohio State, where we're going to have an event at the Schottenstein Center. And it's like Pelotonia. We need people to help raise. This is kind of the first time we've ever done a major fundraiser for the foundation that my wife and I started. We want to start free simulator schools here in Central Ohio, and then we want to go statewide. And when I say that, you know, our foundation has bought 44 simulators to date. They run about 15,000 each. We've placed them all over the state of Ohio with police departments. They take them to kids But we want to go to that next level. We want to start free schools where we can have 20 simulators in a classroom situation and just teach these kids. You know, that's the foundation's goal and mission that we want to do. I want to see that happen. But, you know, with 10 TV, we started the Maria's Message. And, for instance, tomorrow we'll be at 31 Gifts at Easton, and we'll provide free defensive driving classes for kids. And, you know, I've been out to 101 high schools, talked to over 80,000 kids. And, you know, I heard Chris Spielman say one time when he lost Stephanie that he didn't want to be that guy talking about, you know, his poor wife that died of cancer. This is not what I signed up for either. But, you know, things happen.
Yeah.
You don't ask for this. When the door knocks, you have two choices. Do you answer? And so we're trying to make the best of what has been a really tough situation for my family.
And to help other families.
Do you have a website?
Yeah, we do. It's you can go to 10tv.com/Maria's Ride. Sign up, and you know, I hate to ask for money. It's not what I'm about, but this is too important. And if we can get these schools up, and if we can get, you know, we got to change the culture, guys. We got to make people understand. Jerry, when you and I were young, we never wore seatbelts. Now you don't think twice about it. And it really is. It's a dangerous activity. And the thing that's frustrating to me is we see it every day. We talk about it. Who do you think you are that you're so important that you can drive the way you want and risk everyone else's lives that's around you? And you see it.
Yep, you do every day.
You know, and it's so frustrating.
Hey, Dom, God bless you. And to wrap up the interview, I have a request for you.
Yes, sir.
I made you, maybe like a year or two ago, you posted your homemade pizza recipe. I made it. It's fantastic. We have to share it on our Facebook page. Can you tweet that?
I think we did once.
Oh, it's fantastic, Dom. Your pizza's fantastic.
Well, I owe you guys. I want you to come over, and I'll make you a big pie. And, Jerry, bring Melinda Marsh with you. Tell her I love her.
Yes. Thank you very much, Dom.
Thanks, Dom.
Thanks, guys.
All right,
love
so you. Long.